Hello to all you ghouls and goblins out there, and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis.
I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
Knock, knock.
Jean.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Snow.
No?
Snow.
Snow who?
Snow joke. COVID's very dangerous, so stay home this Halloween.
Okay. Snow joke. Collectively, we're the host of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are talking about Halloween 2020.
And I think for the rest of the episode, we will talk in our normal voices.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Halloween should be fun and a safe holiday for everyone to enjoy. This year, especially a bit of caution can do a world of good for everyone.
Yes, that's right. There are a number of activities that we can do while maintaining social distancing.
One of the harbingers of fall are the colorful leaves and the seasonal fruits and vegetables.
And actually, when I was growing up, we would take a walk in the park, forest preserve, or local arboretum and collect fallen leaves.
And then we would take them home. I was thinking back to the arboretum. Yes. Then we would take them home, glue the leaves onto pieces of paper with the tree's common name or species, because I liked biology. That's something that families can do while maintaining a safe distance from people outside their household unit.
Absolutely. And you can even, put a bit of pizzazz into it with, paint, markers, or crayons.
Or glitter. How about glitter?
Glitter's actually bad for the environment.
Okay, no glitter.
Okay.
Hey, how about this? Another outdoor activity that's common this time of year is apple picking.
I think you did that recently.
I did. There's also the season for sweeter grapes, some pear species, persimmons, which I've never heard of before, pomegranates, chestnuts, figs, and also plums. So break out those pie tins and bake a fall fruit pie.
I personally love a nice slice of apple pie with cheddar cheese.
Yeah, that's very creepy.
Well, it's Halloween.
Okay.
The American Dental Association recommended eating a well-balanced meal before treats, limiting candy consumption, and sticking with non-sticky treats.
No fun.
That's what the American Dental Association. You know what? I'm kind of surprised that they recommend that. Don't they want you to get cavities so that they can have more business? No, they're trying to keep you healthy. If you or someone in your household has food allergies, make sure that you carefully examine ingredients of any treats that you consume.
And as an alternative to trick-or-treating, you may want to participate in a virtual Halloween party. You can have costumes, costume contests, music, and decor and other, events.
Right. And with Zoom, you could have a virtual party.
Sure.
Another hallmark of Halloween are fall gourds and squash. You could paint pumpkins with non-toxic paint. That could be fun activity for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that we also have a Halloween bingo game on our website?
Yep.
Well, I figured you would, since you probably put it on there.
Yep.
You can print out the bingo game and play it while taking a walk or ride around your neighborhood. And alternatively, many other websites also have Halloween-themed scavenger hunt ideas for an at-home Halloween scavenger hunt.
And here are some other alternatives to trick-or-treating.
My favorite is raking fall leaves.
My favorite is getting a flu shot.
Yes. Listen to the sounds of fall. Leaves rustling and crunching underfoot. What?
Okay. Listen to the fall sounds. Leaves rustling and crunching underfoot. Crutch or wheel. The geese honking as they fly overhead.
This is why punctuation is important, my friends. Feel the cool breeze on your face.
How about watching a spooky movie? The vibrant colors of autumn leaves, squirrels gathering food for the winter, and also the migratory birds flying overhead.
Smell the earthy, musky fragrance of fall leaves, and oh, mushroom hunting. No takers.
No.
Okay, back to the smells. Fall bakery scents like cinnamon, nutmeg, pumpkin, molasses, and ginger.
Ooh, and taste all the fall foods. Mm-hmm. Apples, pumpkins, chestnuts, pears, persimmons, and my favorite, hot cocoa.
You can also feel the texture of the fall leaves, or the smooth or bumpy skin of pumpkin, squash, or gourds.
Take time to make that fall-themed craft.
Or how about making your own costume for a change?
Sure, or make your way to the polls and vote this year.
Excellent.
That's pretty scary in and itself.
Yes.
It's scary if you don't.
Have an indoor candy hunt. Keeping candy away from pets and those for whom treats may be unsafe or pose a choking hazard.
How about reading a spooky story?
How about playing a board game with your household or even online with others?
Sure.
Decorate Halloween-themed cookies or a spooky haunted cookie house.
Or practice first aid with moulage.
What?
Moulage is fake wounds.
Fake wounds.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be spooky.
That would be spooky.
Okay, I'm a foodie guy, so how about making a spooky meal?
Oh, I've seen a lot of recipes for those.
Yeah,
I know. We've served old and cold pumpkin puke. My more commonly known as guacamole, with dried bat wings or blue corn chips.
What about dried crow eyes?
Sure.
Those would be raisins.
Yeah.
And there's always dried snake skin, which is actually fruit leather.
And I'm rather fond of witches' toenails or Fritos.
You could serve up a bowl of spiced tarantula eggs, macadamia nuts with herbs, as a pre-dinner snack.
How about a big bowl of garbage? With fresh maggots, of course.
Delicious.
Before you freak out, it's actually chopped salad greens, toasted pine nuts, cooked orzo pasta, crumpled blue cheese, bacon bits, sliced black olives, chopped tomatoes, tossed with vinegar and oil, and also topped with a sprinkle of black pepper.
Good. And a nice tangy chilled troll heart. Those would be the pickled beets. Those could be a colorful side dish.
Sure. And you can top your breakfast off with some fried spider legs or hash browns.
Speaking of breakfast, how about some warm and gooey pumpkin puke? That's my favorite. It's actually whipped sweet potatoes with cooked oatmeal and a sprinkling of brown sugar.
And if you're looking for something with a bit of green in it, try a tray of roasted shrunken heads. Those would be Brussels sprouts.
And if you are so inclined, you can also roast up some of Tippi Hedren's favorite Cornish game hen, chicken, or squab.
And you could finish off the meal with a gangrene parfait, which is actually pistachio pudding or lime gelatin, and it's layered with whipped cream.
And why not finish off the meal with a cup of tar or coffee, just like they made it in the army?
Oh, and a
few pustules or a pot of choux filled with pastry cream.
And if you're still expecting trick-or-treaters at your door, make sure that the walkways are clear and well-lit. To maintain social distancing, you may want to put out a table with treats, use a grabber reach tool, you know, the
gripper.
Yep. Or use a long cardboard tube as a candy chute to send it out to waiting goblins. If you're going to be placing treats outside, please bring them inside when trick-or-treating is over, because all candy is not good for wild animals.
Right. The FDA warns that decorative contact lenses are dangerous and illegal without a prescription. Swords, sticks, lightsabers, wands, and all other pointy costume accessories, those are potentially dangerous and they can be an unwanted distraction. They can cause someone to trip or poke someone in the eye.
And there are some safety tips that apply to anyone who will be driving a car on Halloween. Everyone needs to be more cautious when driving on Halloween. It's important to keep in mind that trick-or-treaters have only one thing on their mind, getting to the next house as quickly as possible. And also, if was ever a time to clean your vehicle windows and keep your headlights on, this is the day. You want to be highly visible and be able to see clearly to spot children running around in costumes.
And the National Safety Council offers additional safety tips for parents and anyone else who plans to be on the road during trick-or-treat hours, such as watching for children walking on the roadways, the medians and curbs, entering and exiting all driveways and alleys carefully at twilight and also later in the evening, watching for children in dark clothing. They also discourage new and inexperienced drivers from driving on Halloween. And as obvious as it may sound, it bears repeating, do not text and drive.
It's really, it's sad to note that twice as many child pedestrians are killed while walking on Halloween compared to any other day of the year. and more than 70% of accidents occur away from an intersection or a crosswalk. So this makes me think that the place to be really vigilant is like mid-block when children might dart out between cars. Mm-hmm. So drive extra cautiously on side streets and you'll be one step ahead of the safety curve.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if COVID and the lack of a lot of trick-or-treating will have a side benefit of reducing that death rate.
Yeah, that would be nice.
October is also Fire Safety Awareness Month.
Right, so keep that in mind. Keep decorations far away from open flames or other heat sources like light bulbs, heaters, and if you can, use battery-operated candles, flashlights, glow sticks, or something else in place of an open flame. After all, almost half of holiday decor fires in homes occur because the decorations were too close to a heat source.
Right, and we can't leave out our furry family members.
Why does it have werewolves in here?
Because you're supposed to say furry family members?
I've never had a werewolf as a pet.
A family member?
A family member.
Yeah.
You don't have any family members that are werewolves?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, I was referring to pets, though.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Move
not,
on.
Not all pets want to dress up for Halloween.
Yeah. And I know that not dress your pet up for Halloween.
Right. And not all werewolves want to be dressed up for Halloween. So whenever possible, skip the pet costumes. Also, if you have to put a costume on, take the picture, take the costume off.
Thank you.
Use a filter, a phone filter.
Right. Also, it's important to keep all candy and decorations out of your pet's reach. If a pet ingests candy, contact your veterinarian. Many pets get loose on Halloween because people are opening and closing doors. Make sure that your pet has an ID collar and have a microchip implanted. Well, you should have that anyway, not just for Halloween. Prevent pets from approaching trick-or-treaters because you don't want anybody getting bit. And as Ron said at the beginning, this should be a safe and fun holiday for everybody.
Knock, knock.
Oh, no, not again. Didn't we torture our listeners enough already?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo?
Boo.
Who?
Oh, you guys, don't cry. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Oh.
And then we'll be discussing Crohn's disease and motherhood.
So, if our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.